Yo, what's up? Welcome back to another episode of Warren's Insanity, where the N is capitalized and nothing else really is. Now, in the studio, you got me, DJ K, rocking a mic and giving you everything that you need to know, as I always do. And you already know, even though my co-pilot could not be here, I still pulled him in, as I always do.
Sadly, no escape for me.
You already know. Your first mistake was ever becoming friends with me.
Honestly, this
year. You could have tried, but we know that I probably would have just been like, no, thank you. Now, Alex, tell me, DJ Hurricane, tell me about your week. What's been going on?
Nothing much. There's really nothing going on, just ever, especially in 2020.
Every day has slowly started to blend together, especially mm-hmm. since we're going to be going back home. So it's really going to start again. Like in May, literally, when I tell you every day, I was just like, it was no longer any Mondays or Tuesdays. It was just, I'm alive again, I guess.
If you ever, like, asked me what the date was in May, I don't think I'd have a solid answer for you.
Anytime from, like,
but I had less of an answer.
Anytime from, like, when we went home, probably, like, a month in, if you'd be like, what's today?
I don't know either.
December? You're like, no, it's, okay. But, so for any of you who don't know, we are using the new fancy schmancy board. And our first call-in was supposed to be Obama, but.
Honestly, he's Hawaii, so like, it's difficult to get a hold of him right now.
Yeah, we'll get him eventually, but it was supposed to be Obama. But I guess we could also, we just had to go with Alex.
We settled for me.
We settled for Alex. 2020 has been full of settling, let's be honest. No one's, at this point.
No one.
It's no longer I'm a top option. I'll take it. It's better than what you offered me before. So,
yeah.
Except for in this case, it's not. But, you know, Obama's really not good at getting to his phone or anything. So,
yeah, every time we answer, it just gives us this weird message about being, like, blocked.
Yeah, about he.
Definitely not working right now.
The user you're trying to call is not accepting calls from you. I think he hasn't paid his phone bill.
Probably, honestly, for Obama.
Man, that had me thinking, like, presidents, like, does the government pay their phone bill? Or, like, do they personally have to be like, here's $45?
Hey, wait. That's...
Like, who pays?
Is it, like, tax money?
Yeah, do we pay for their phone bill? Or, like...
Because if that's the case, give me your phone, Trump. Give me your phone.
We're signing out.
I'm taking it back. No,
Like, that's been a question for, like, the longest. Because, like, imagine someone calls you. You work at Sprint. Someone's calling you. It's just Obama. Yeah, I'd like to pay my bill for this month.
I received a call that my bill is over here. Obama?
What? But, like, everyone has those things that, like, especially, like, you don't think them, but, like, someone says it, and then it really hits you, and you're just like, hmm? Like, the other day, I was on the phone with my friends. We were playing Among Us, and homie was like, do you ever just wonder, like, if imposters could kill imposters, like, do you think they would? And I'm like, definitely. Definitely, I'd start the game and just kill the other imposter. That way I could have all the kills. Especially when you're playing with your friends and everyone has the one friend who they really, really want to kill. And then y'all both end up being imposters. So you just be
this
like...
This never happened. First of all, I don't have a friend that I want to kill, you know?
You don't?
No.
You don't have, like, a best friend? Well, see, mine is my bestie. Awesome. Lexi will have me play with her, and when I'm telling you, like, one time, I was like, okay, can you come to electrical with me so you can watch me do the lights? We went in there, and she instantly killed me.
This is invite people to Electrical with you. If you don't invite people.
Well, we were on the phone. I thought we established a level of trust within this 11 months. Within this 11 months, I thought that we established a level of, oh, I won't kill you. So I was like, okay, watch my back. And then literally all I seen was purple kill me. And then it was another one when I was like, oh, LOL, I'm going to go stand on the vents, like, as a joke. And then she came over there and she was like, oh, my gosh, I think white is sus. Like, white is just, like, standing near you. And then I was like, oh, my gosh, maybe you're right. So I go to leave. I go to leave instead of over the vents. This woman killed me. And then out loud went, oh, my gosh, I just seen white kill. We were on the phone in a call with, like, other people. And she went, oh, my gosh, I think white killed. I just seen them kill her. And I'm just baffled.
Did the play off, though, is my question.
No, not at all. Not at all. It was instantly caught. Like, literally, white was like, I sat there and saw you slaughter her over the vents. And then she was like, no. Not me. Wrong one.
Not I.
I truly feel like, have you seen the things where it was like, even like these games like show that quarantine has changed us? At the beginning of quarantine.
Because at the beginning of quarantine,
everyone was playing Animal Crossing, which is
animals. If, and I was like, murder your friends and question your sanity.
If you don't know what Animal Crossing is, it's literally a game where it's like cute talking animals and you like have a village and all that. So we went from that to you're in a group of your friends. One of them's gonna try and murder you.
If one of your friends were to be on a killing spree.
And you just had to guess which one it was before they got to you. How did we get here? And
why
then like
girl so live.
Huh?
Girl in red just
what?
Anywho, someone just went live, but that's not the important part of this. I feel like in quarantine, there have been so many people that are just like, yeah, I'm going to go live like every day. And I
they're supposed to be iCarly? Like they're supposed to be iCarly.
It's not iCarly. It's not iCarly.
You're not her. You're not. Like, okay. But
it's okay, if you want to talk to your friends, you can just FaceTime them. You don't
because it'll be like
alive.
Them in the live. It'll be them and their friend. Just them two in the live, just conversating. One is talking in the comments, texting, and the other one's just like, yeah, uh-huh, I know. So, like, that's what – if you don't call them – and then there have been some people who have been, like, very much wrapped up in, like – going live, and then Instagram made the thing, and I see people doing it a lot, because it'll be like, they'll put like, invited you to their live, and then everyone gets the same notification, like, they'll put the subject as invited you to their live. And I should be like, no one wants to join, stop trying to trick us. Stop trying to trick us into thinking that you, like, it'll be like, mentioned you in their live, with the person's at. So then people join, like, what did you mention me? And everyone got the same notification.
Girl.
That is literally the feeling of, like, feeling like you're the favorite child. And then the password to the computer is your sibling's name. You're like, oh. Okay.
I see how it is. It's okay.
I could live with that, I guess. I love how every parent, okay, every, like, regular parent, you'd be like, who's your favorite? Oh, I don't have favorites. And then there's some, who's your favorite? Kennedy. What? Like, most parents are like, most regular parents are like, oh, no, I don't have favorites. I love all my children the same. And then some's like, yeah, it's Kennedy. I really don't like you.
Oh, you said who's the least favorite.
No, they'll be like, who's the favorite? And then the person will literally, like, most parents are like, oh, I don't have a favorite. I love all my children equally. You guys are all important to me. It's always a lie, because you know.
That's always a lie, but at least they're like. But
then you have the nice ones who are just going to admit it. Be like, yeah, I really don't like you. Kennedy's my favorite. I got her ice cream and everything. Yeah, I got her ice cream while you were eating leftovers out of the toilet You're not ranked number one on the list. But, oh my gosh, so can we talk about, like, literally, like, TikTok kept me sane over quarantine. It played a very huge part in my sanity, but now I don't even like it anymore. Because, like, now I feel like it's all starting to, like, literally repeat and just be the same thing.
See, for me, it's just kind of like, I'd be like, hey, guys, you see, like, the X thing happening on TikTok? And everyone's like, no, on my TikTok, people are getting canceled. But with me, I see this video of this, like, little anime boy dancing with maracas, and I'm just like, oh, I like literally, this.
Literally. People be like, yeah. Have you heard the TikTok tea? And, like, literally, they'll be talking about, like, Dixie D'Amelio is getting canceled. Have you heard about it? And I'll be like, I saw a frog holding a Cheez-It the other day. Do you think I've heard about it?
That video of that frog.
I love because he's holding it so nicely, and he just has it strapped. And I'm just like.
He's just sitting there with this.
This is what I see. Do you think I've heard about anyone getting canceled? And they'll literally be like, oh, like, yeah. We're not on the same side of TikTok. But, okay, I also love how many sides TikTok has. Like, there's, like, witch talk, which literally they were, like, blame the witches. Like, there's the witchy side of TikTok. There's, like, straight TikTok, gay TikTok, alt TikTok. Black alt TikTok, like, they all have so many different branches. So it's truly just a, where am I going to be? When you first download TikTok, you join a side where no one wants to be. You join that weird, like, these people who are still stuck in, like, 2012 comedy. Like, TikTokers who re-downloaded their Musical.ly account, you hear from them. Like when, do you remember when, like, baby Ariel came back and literally, she's like, remaking my Musical.ly. I'm remaking my Musical.ly. Look, I'm remaking them.
Don't even know. No.
TikTok has literally become, like, a bullying site. Like, you have people, like, bullying celebrities who, like, they never say anything to the celebrity in real life, but they'll be like, hey, yo, George Lopez, you got a watermelon head. What?
When Will Smith was, like, at the peak of all his drama, he was still making TikToks, and he made one.
You remember the jump rope one?
Jump rope?
Yes! That is literally the one I was talking about.
And they said something like, I hope you don't get tied up. Will Smith literally responded, oh, that's funny.
He was jump roping, and they were like, I hope you don't get entangled with it. And he was like, that was real funny. I'm about to get, that was real funny. But I'm going to have to block you, though.
I'm going to have to block you.
Like, imagine being that person. You're just cracking a joke. And then for the first half, he's like laughing emojis, really funny. That's hilarious. I'm going to have to block you for that, though.
I'm going to have to block you. That was funny.
I still mess with you. Quarantine went through so much. Like, so many people. Like, I remember when that first came out. Okay, wait. Because how did everything go? Okay, at first, it was Animal Crossing. And everyone was really into that. And then, I remember the Jada Smith drama. And then, what happened after that?
Nothing.
And no, after that, it was just all the TikTokers preaching. Like, I love how they were all like, wear your mask, please, please, please.
Throw at the party.
Goes to Halloween party all in mask. Yeah. My favorite TikTok that I've seen was when TikTok was about to, everyone was like, it's getting canceled. And like, Quinn, she was like, you think this scares me? It won't be my first time. I was like, because she got kicked, because Vine got deleted too. And I was like,
I know other Vine stars are still like putting out content, but Quinn is the only one that's still at the same level she was at when she was on.
They're so, well, okay.
Well, no, Heartstop Lucas is still doing his thing.
Well, Liza Koshy's doing her thing, too. Now, David Dobrik, I am so sick of that man. He's been doing the same thing since he started a YouTube. It'll be like, vlog, vlog. Giving out a Tesla. You're not giving nobody these Teslas. And he'd be like, tag three
people. We know it was rigged.
He'll be like, tag three people in the comments and post this on your story and tell people to follow me, and I'll get you a Tesla. And it's always the same picture he uses in front of these Teslas. So I don't think anyone's getting a Tesla. But literally, it's been like straight vlogs and stuff since the beginning. Plus, okay, everyone talks about this, but Gabby Hanna was never funny. Not at all. That woman was never funny. And so, but she thought she was. She thought she was because she had other funny friends. Like,
same thing with.
Huh?
Same thing with Lele Pons.
Yeah. Like, she had friends who could make people laugh. And then they started putting her in content. So she's like, oh, I can make you laugh too. No.
You can't.
You can't. And that's okay. You do not have to make us laugh. You have other personalities. Literally, all Lele Pons, like, I feel like maybe at one point I thought she was funny. But
it was more of like I'd see her in like a try not to laugh and I'd give her that little like nose exhale.
like a little, just because the other people were funny. But she was never funny. And then she got, like, really, like, annoying. And then everyone was just like, look, okay, you aren't funny. You are not funny. She's like, do you remember that time in TikTok where everybody's like, you aren't funny. You are not funny. Not at all.
No.
And, bro, it was one. And she commented on one of the videos. And she was like, that made me laugh. And they were like, you are not funny. Not at all. You have never made a person laugh for real. And I was like, oh my. Okay. Wow. But no one remembers when it was like, there was like a group of them. It was like Lele Pons. I think her name was like Hannah Stocking. And then that, like, Marcus Rubio guy. I don't know, but.
No. If you ask me to name, like, all of the black viners that were just doing too much together, I can name all of them, like, by name, by heart, put a name to a face. But if you ask, like, anybody else, I'd be like.
Okay, but the other vines who were, like, the other viners, like, no, like, original content creators were really funny. It was always, like, the other ones, like, that you'll see in, like, a Vine comp.
Just the other random ones that, like, came from, like, absolutely nowhere.
Like, the baby covered in peanut butter.
Yeah.
I smell like beef. Like, that one was funnier than anyone they could have ever made. But this does wrap up our first call-in podcast on the new, and I repeat, on the new board.
Board. just holding that one back the whole time.
I had to. Because you know what? It's a beat. I'm sorry. I'll stop.
Making me with a hanger.
Seeing as I cannot hold Alex hostage because they are at home and they could easily leave, I'm going to wrap it up. So thank you for tuning in to this episode of Warren's Insanity, where the N is capitalized and nothing else really is. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Have an amazing night or day or whatever time you're seeing this.
Whatever time it is.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.